made for real, real life.
Nuclear shield through lasers or whatever.
What if they blow us up?
And if both countries.
Beret. What if they blow us up? What if we all go to Kingdom Come?
Come on. I'm saying that if.
What if we all go to Kingdom Come?
Come on. If we can defend ourselves and. Defensive nuclear shield. Then that, I think, is the way to go. We've got to get away from this mad doctrine. That is that we can...
What if they blow us up?
I'm talking serious. I'm not talking in... such a ridiculous term. If we can...
What do they blow us up? Kingdom come.
Come on. I'm saying that if the Soviets...
What do they blow us up?
They never have.
Yeah. What do they blow us up?
Whatever. Then that...
Kingdom come.
Come on.
Kingdom come.
Come on.
Kingdom come.
Come on.
What if we all go to kingdom come?
Come on. Put a shield up to prevent any nuclear war while our people, they are...
But Ray...
They are hostage. We are naked as jaybirds.
But Ray, what if they blow us up?
Then...
Blow us up. Blow us up. Blow us up.
That, I think, is the way to go. We've got to get away from this mad doctrine, which is highly immoral to me.
But Ray...
That is that we can...
Ray...
Deter a nuclear war by keeping each other's populations hostage. There's only one thing.
But Ray...
The Soviets... don't believe that. They never have.
But Ray...
And they've been instructing their people how to survive an atomic bomb and a nuclear war, while our people, they are...
But Ray...
They are hostage. We are naked as jaybirds.
Well, I'm not naked, Ray.
Well, you are naked.
I'm not naked, Ray. And thanks a lot, pal.
Well, you are naked, and I'm naked, too.
Good night.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Joyce first entered radio, he was struck by the fact that radio seldom originated work. As he recently observed, even public radio, which likes to think of itself as a significant cultural force, rarely takes the role of an originator. It's usually about some other aspects of the culture. In 1981, Joyce began making another kind of radio. Along with the performance noise rock band, Negative Life, he began shaping the late-night live mix show, Over the Edge, at KPFA Berkeley.
He spends a lot of his time these days telling anyone who will listen that the Star Warriors are dreaming.
South of Hiroshima City accommodated some 10,000 atomic bombing sufferers. But they perished in such quick succession that they outpaced the cremation capacity on the island. Therefore, many of the bodies were buried here and there near the seaside. What you see in this photograph is a mound called the Senninzuka, or Thousand Body Mound, under which countless bodies were interred.
This, of course, could be simply disinformation from the Kremlin.
He continued, after the hedgehog had said he had here, and as an afterthought,
we don't know. We're delighted that the commander of NORAD is also the commander of the U.S. Space Command. We have proceeded from passive air defense into active air defense, fighter interceptors and so on. Remember the old Hollywood movie, Murder in the Air, starring Ronald Reagan?
Hey, man! Gabby!
He played the role of a very heroic reporter who penetrated a communist spy cell and found them attempting to steal the Americans' greatest defense secret, a weapon called the inertia projector, which Ronald Reagan, in his role in the movie, described as the greatest weapon for peace in the history of the world and the sole property of the United States of America.
Why? I have not broken the law.
You're aiding and abetting the escape of an alien spy by the name of Rumford.
And in the final moments of the film, the president is pursuing the communists who are attempting to escape in an airplane, and he uses the inertia projector to shoot them down. The weapon, as it turns out, is a beam or a ray, which shoots through space and freezes electricity.
All right, Andy. Focus that inertia projector on him and let him have it.
Positively, that there's a link in the president's mind between the inertia projector, this wonderful weapon, which is the most powerful weapon for peace in the world, and the Star Wars concept, but they're certainly consistent.
And since the downtown area was engulfed in raging flames in an instant, the city suffered from secondary disasters of tremendous dimensions. The number of deaths caused by the atomic bombing, though no precise figure is available, is estimated to have been over 200,000. Damage, on the other hand, was inflicted on 92% of the entire residential area of Hiroshima City, excluding the hilly sections. And buildings were totally demolished or burnt down in an area equivalent to some 40% of the entire residential area. This area was within a radius of 2,000 meters or 6,000 feet from the center of the blast. Now, would you please go to the right to the models of the victims?
Media Network.
The number you have reached has been disconnected.
But there was a problem selling Star Wars on the basis of this new weapon.
Always right.
These puppets are part of an American organization called...
Thank you. Into these United States each year are born some 4 million babies. They are welcomed into a nation that enjoys an unparalleled standard of living. Modern medicine and nutrition give them every promise of growing bigger and taller and living longer than their fathers and mothers. Yet they already are being described as a generation of marshmallows. We don't want a nation of spectators. We want a nation of participants in the vigorous life.
I mean, just the crazy stuff that comes out of that man's head. I wonder if he's like that, like when he's like sitting around petting the cat, watching TV, you know, just spouting out all this crazy shit.
I don't know.
Or is this like some introspective drug thing?
Where is it? Was he like him? Tell me this whole thing about him and Jack Kerouac. Are they, didn't they have some experiences together?
Oh, I'm not a big aficionado on Jack Kerouac. You'd have to ask my cousin about that. But I know William S. Burroughs did plenty of drugs and Jack Kerouac was heavy in heroin.
Yeah. No doubt, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of old-time poet peoples. I know, Edgar Allan Poe, Jack Kerouac.
I need to read more, man. What's up?
Well, man, you've got plenty of books. You want to read? You got books on every subject of every person of every type.
Yeah?
I have a huge library.
Do you have Dolly Parton's biography?
No, don't have the... No, I like that one now. We don't have that one.
Oh, God.
I got Howard Stern's book.
Oh, you know what? I bought that for internet. And he has it in jail, probably, but that's a funny-ass book.
It is a funny book. I mean, just it's comical.
It's like, you know what? I like his book a lot better than I do him in person.
Hold on.
Okay.
Can I call you back?
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie.
I talked to a friend of mine at a radio station in Houston, Texas last week, and he had what I think is a fairly logical solution. If there had been an accident, if Paul McCartney did suffer some demise, he mentioned that he'd done some extensive research into the matter, and he said that there was an accident, and Paul McCartney was seriously injured, taken to a hospital, he was operated on, and for a period of time, while on the operating table, his heart had stopped. Wherein this whole thing might have started, if there is some symbolic value in their music and also in the album covers regarding the death of Paul McCartney.
You'll hear a lot of rumors, actually. Kindly disregard most of them, because most of them aren't true. The rumors going around a year ago were that I haven't gone yet. I wish I had. You know, it's ridiculous. There's just so many rumours going around. You know.
This might be the beginning of a move against the Beatles. A worldwide
young move. Maybe. Lines of it is, isn't it? You know. Doesn't worry me, though. I don't think it is. You know, and... The ridiculous thing is, you'll get a newspaper, and obviously, the man's got to earn his money, and he's got to, like you, you know, you've got to think of the sensational angle of every story. If you work for a sensational paper, which most people do, most reporters do.
But while many Americans do sit back as spectators, people under communism work hard at their play. Russians are trained and drilled early and long in calisthenics. Under communism, play has one purpose, to improve the fitness of the citizen for the collective fitness of the state. Thus a question arises, can a push-button, ride instead of walk, easy-living society withstand the twin threats from within and from without? Can we survive the soft life? Or will history record us as the flabby American?
Actually know the truth of the John rumor. I mean, to my knowledge, John was never gay.
This is amazing. If you play this backwards, it says Paul is dead.
Crossword puzzles, love them. Oh, but sometimes they drive me out of my mind. Let's see now. Three letters that mean emergency information on radio for the public. Three letters that mean emergency information.
Bruce Cabot, Buster Crabbe, Ruby Keeler, Mildred Pierce, Johnny Cash and Carol Burnett, Wayne Newton, Sammy Davis. Dean won't be there. Yeah, we got 125 of the biggest theatrical personalities in the world. I couldn't begin to tell you.
Than America.
a challenge that America's schools have traditionally met. In schools such as this.
She'll...
And this.
She'll be like one of those robots in Disneyland.
Our future presidents are being molded. And here is the result. Here is an example of today's academic freedom.
We're bringing Star Wars to life in a big way, and I mean really big. We're creating a jaw-dropping new world that represents our largest single-theme land expansion ever. We knew it needed to be big, we knew it needed to be great, and we knew it needed to be every bit as thrilling as the world. We're going to transport guests to a whole new planet. The land will be real and authentic. Every encounter will bring more of the Star Wars story to life. This new 14-acre land will be occupied by many inhabitants, humanoids, aliens, and droids. All the diversity you might expect to find in a remote port, one of the last stops for Wild Chase. Every store, restaurant, will be operated by local inhabitants, making each experience deeply immersive. Nothing in the land, nothing will be out of character or stray from mythology. The land will have two fantastic signature attractions, including the ability to take the controls of one of the most recognizable ships in the galaxy, the Millennium Falcon, on a customized secret mission. And the epic Star Wars adventure that puts you right in the middle of the climactic battle between the First Order and the Resistance. It will be the first time our guests immerse themselves in the real physical world of Star Wars.
Star Wars movie trailers that span episodes 1 through 6 of the Star Wars saga.
Fits. Just more extreme examples of fun-loving students expressing their individuality. But Mr. J. Edgar Hoover, director of the FBI, had this to say in the February 1966 edition of the Law Enforcement Bulletin. Quote, if it moves, fondle it. End quote.
That's got to be the worst fare ever.
Campbell's Star Wars Soups.
How about you, Chewbacca?
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. This generation, millennials or zoomers or whatever they're called now, have an entirely different perspective than an old-timer like me. You see, for us elderlies, when the prequels came out, there was only the original trilogy to compare them to. Sure, there were some things in between, like that Ewok adventure movie, whatever, novels, comic books, video games, etc. Purely fan service and action-oriented stuff. A.K.A. Star Wars porn. Diverse characters was essentially a rehash, a reboot, retelling, reimagining, restart, whatever you want to call it. You have a gender-swapped Luke, a cute droid, bad guys that are different, but familiar, and throw in some nostalgia, too.
We are now standing in reverence before the souls of the 200,000 victims who died after being exposed directly to the blast of the atomic bomb. The hostility in this world, which brought about the use of the atomic bomb with its tragedy and horror for Hiroshima, as well as the buildup of nuclear arms, today are far from diminishing, but are increasing rapidly to such an extent that even the very survival of mankind is threatened. We have to think again seriously about the realities of the world where cruel carnage and terrible destruction can be perpetrated heartlessly in the name of war.
There was a murmur of admiration from the committee, and the grass snake added gently,
"That's why I tried to give you an idea of nature, King, because it was hoped that when you were struggling with the puzzle, you would look about you."
The politics of all animals, said the badger, deal with the control of might.
Outside headphones on. I was getting the delay. Alright, well, we've gone past halfway through the show. We've got K-Rob's happy flatfoot shrimp bowl. Let me set up this file for the next hour before I forget. We have 2 hours left, right? Right.